You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to one of my favorite spots in the entire state of Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in Bessemer, Alabama. I am so glad to be able to have some special guests today to talk about the upcoming Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival taking place April the 29th in Bessemer, Alabama. Right now, I do have with me LaShawn Menifee. She is the executive director of the Clay House Children's Center in Bessemer.
Correct.
Welcome to the Mark White Show, LaShawn.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about the Clay House Children's Center and how this effort came to be, what it's about.
Okay. So the Clay House Children's Advocacy Center is it's a safe space for children who have been sexually or physically abused to come and tell us their story. So while they're telling us their story during the interview, we work with law enforcement, the DA's office, DHR, and they're all sitting around the table watching the interview as it goes on to glean information for their respective interviews. So the Clay House is the only neutral party in this whole investigation. So we're strictly there for the baby.
What caused you to want to be part of this type of effort? That's a serious issue to cover. Those are some serious matters to be involved in. That's a very sensitive issue and can be difficult for people to handle what these children have gone through.
Yeah.
What causes you to want to be part of that?
I think it was a calling, Mark, honestly, because when I was about 5 years old, I was victimized as well by a family member. So didn't know that that was going to be a part of my purpose at that time. But I think that's why my heart is in it, because I know what they're going through. I can sympathize and empathize with those babies.
What's your background, LaShawn?
So I have a background in community organizing, public policy, and different social justice issues. I've been working on those probably since 2010. I came to the Clay House in 2017.
It's interesting that we're talking today. Just last week, I spent time up in the Shoals area and spoke with Heather Begley, who's the executive director of CASA Shoals.
Yeah.
And they are helping foster kids. They are advocates mm-hmm. for those children. Mm-hmm. And you've got some abuse situations. I also met with Chad Smith, who's the district judge in Colbert County, as they were bringing CASA back
yeah.
to give those children those advocates again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important because we have so many children who need people in their corner to let them know that somebody cares about them very early on, so that later on in life they can look back and say, well, I remember when this individual stepped in and changed the path that I was on.
Yes. So I think that what the general public doesn't understand is some of these kids are going through horrendous events at their homes. And so what we do when they come to the Clay House, not only do we offer free counseling to the children, we also offer free counseling to the non-offending caregiver. So in an effort to complete our mission or accomplish our mission, hope, healing, and justice for the babies, the healing part is a large part of it. We want the babies to get the counseling they need on the front end, so when they get to be an adult, they can cope with what happened in their past, as opposed to, you know, going into your future all, I guess, for lack of a better word, willy-nilly, just navigating life as you see fit. We want to offer them tools to help them cope and help them move forward.
I mention this a lot in my show because it's a very important part of my life, but my grandparents took me in at 9 years old, and my siblings were all divided as those who would take them in. And I did not realize until later on in life the impact of that window prior to 9 years old and how much effect it could have on me as a person. I didn't think about, well, what I saw when I was 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 is staying with me somewhere. It's in there.
Yes.
And you're talking about children who have this window of time where they're being affected by these negative things that they're witnessing,
mm-hmm.
and it can carry with them. One person told me yesterday down in Andalusia, Alabama, at the Bethesda House, she said, either you transform your trauma or you transmit it. And I thought that was really an important message, that we do transmit if we can't find a way to transform and to take our trauma and turn it into something that actually can help others or help ourselves moving forward in life.
That's right. That's right. I think that what we have to realize too is we have to be empathetic. Now, there have been advancements in the field. So now we have what we call mandatory reporters. So if you suspect child abuse, you don't have to have proof. If you suspect it, we just need you to contact law enforcement or DHR. Mandatory reporters would be anyone in clergy, anyone in the educational system, anyone in the medical field, anyone in social work. I would like to see every individual be a mandatory reporter because, I mean, when the babies are victimized, typically it happens, we'll say, at home or near home, definitely by someone they know. Like 90% of the time, it's by somebody that they know. So if we could work toward building a community who really values the lives of our babies, we'd be a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the relationship that you have with law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
because it's very important that there's that trust element, mm-hmm. that they depend on you and others to be able to facilitate this relationship between the victims
mm-hmm.
and law enforcement themselves. Mm-hmm.
So what we operate what we call a multidisciplinary team, and part of that team is law enforcement, DHR, the district attorney's office, and CHIPS, which is the Children's Hospital Prevention Services Department. So we work as a unit to share the information that we glean from the interviews and share updates on where the case is going, how it's moving through the system, and how we're treating the babies. So we have a very, very close relationship with law enforcement. I mean, actually the DA's office and DHR, because we see them so much.
Yes.
The Clay House does about, let's say, about 250 forensic interviews per year. And a forensic interview is just a conversation with a baby by a trained forensic interviewer who knows about child development. So we're specifically trained. And we can also attend, once it's brought to court or to trial, we can also testify.
Where does your financial support come from for your effort?
So we get federal grants through ADECA, It's called the VOCA grant, and that's the Victims of Crime Assistance Grant.
Yes.
So VOCA is the federal program, Victims of Crime Assistance. So when you have, when you prosecute the criminals and they pay their fines, there's a pot that those fines go into. That's the money that's used to fund the Children's Advocacy
Center.
And so that's through ADECA, Alabama Department of
Yes.
Economic and Community Assistance, I think. And so we also receive state funds, and that comes from Educational Trust Fund as well as the General Fund.
Here we are at Bob Sykes Barbecue, and we're here for a reason.
Yes.
Because Van Sykes looked at your effort and said, I want to help through the Barbecue and Blues Festival, which is coming up April 29th. How were you approached to let you know that the Clay House was going to benefit from this?
So Elaine contacted me, actually, who is the marketing guru behind the Bob Sykes Festival. So she contacted me, and she explained to me. I was overjoyed. I was very surprised, but I'm also grateful to God that he has provided this opportunity for us. So I found out via email and a phone call.
And what does it mean to the Clay House to have this type of support? And let's say that someone's listening right now and they think, well, you know, if Bob Sykes can do something to support your effort, then I can too.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to your effort to be able to have this support?
It means that we can serve more babies. It means that so all of the services that we provide are free. So if we get more funding, then it just goes to reason that we can serve more babies. And so I think that that's one of the most important parts. And then some of the funding we can use to provide snacks. So when the kids come to see us, typically they come maybe a couple hours after breakfast or a couple hours before dinner. So we provide them snacks to just tide them over until they can eat again. So we use those funds for snacks as well to provide to the babies. We give away teddy bears. It's a house. I know I'm rambling, but
no, you're fine.
The Clay House is an actual house. So when the babies come in, it's a safe space for them where they don't feel threatened. They don't have to worry about anything. They can play with toys. They can drink juice, you know. And we make
yes.
them feel very comfortable
yes.
enough to tell their story.
The Clay House Children's Advocacy Center will be at the Barbecue and Blues Festival.
We
you have plans
will.
To be there?
I do, and to eat a lot of barbecue.
Well, it'll give you a great opportunity to share with the community.
It will.
And have brochures or flyers you'll have available maybe there yep. or somebody there to be able to hand those out.
They can visit our table, and we'll give them information. And if they want to donate as well, we'll give them that information as well. If they want to reach out to us, they can reach us on via website, which is CHOUSECAC.org. Also, they can give us a call at 205-481-4155.
And for our listeners, they can follow maybe on Facebook
sure
or
can.
Any other social media?
Clay House Children's Advocacy Center on Facebook.
Excellent. LaShawn, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about the Clay House Children's Advocacy Center and the work that you're doing in the community here in Bessemer, Alabama. Thank you for stepping
Thank
up,
you.
Having this passion. I know that you had to go through some trauma yourself as a child to get to this point.
Right.
A lot of us have had to go through those things,
right.
but we fight through it. Whatever happens, we want to encourage others to let them know that, yes, you may have had a trauma, you may have had something horrible happen to you, but there are other people who
yes.
have an understanding of that,
mm-hmm.
that will support them, be non-judgmental,
that's right.
and say, I'm in your corner, and I'm here to fight for you. And
right.
that's what I try to do through my show.
Good. I'm so glad to meet you, Mark. I'm so glad to meet you. I'm so glad for this opportunity. And yes, we are here for the babies, and they can. We will always be here for them.
Thank you, LaShawn
Thank
Minifield.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Reginald Calvert with Seek the Peace. We're here at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Back. We're coming to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. We always appreciate Van Sykes and his hospitality to allow us to do our shows here. This is a very special show because we're talking about the Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival and their support of efforts in the community. Right now I have with me Dr. Reginald Calvert with Seek the Peace as we talk about this effort, which he will have a table at the Barbecue and Blues Festival and be able to share with the community about his work. Welcome to the Mark White Show.
Yes, thank you, Mark, for having me.
Glad to have you, buddy. We appreciate you. Appreciate you coming on with us to talk about Seek the Peace. Let's talk about your background. Where did this idea come from for Seek the Peace, and where did you come from?
Sure. Okay. Yes, I was actually born in Bessemer, raised up in Brighton, and I've been pastoring here in Bessemer now for 23 years. And so, you know, the birth of Seek the Peace took place in May of 2021. And after just a string of homicides that took place in Bessemer, and we became, you know, very concerned, you know, about the violence in the city. we thought that it would be good for us to come together as a Christian organization to try to get out into the streets and reach maybe some of the people that were perpetrating these acts of violence, to try to discourage violence, to encourage unity. So in May of 2021, the Lord spoke to me, because first what I did, I actually called around and asked pastors if they were doing anything to combat the violence in the city of Bessemer, and no one really desired to spearhead anything. And so it was my task to go ahead and organize this group of clergy, citizens of Bessemer, business owners, and God gave us the name Seek the Peace. So that is the birth of Seek the Peace, yes.
When you think about who I just had on the program, LaShawn Menifee, and her work with Clay House Children's Advocacy Center, you're dealing with children with trauma. And however you want to decide on a person who commits a crime, a heinous crime, murder someone, most of them have had some serious child trauma. They've come from broken homes. They've come from some really debilitating type environments that caused them to take a bad path. And when it comes down to it, if you can get to the heart of that person, I don't know, once a child has to go through these experiences, and what necessarily will alter the behavior from one that harms other people or harms themselves to turning that to saying, I want to be a helper in my community. I want to make a difference. But if there's something that we can do, and that sounds like with Seek the Peace, what you're trying to do is find that special point where you can get to that person. And it's not going to be everybody. You can help somebody, but you can't solve the problems for everybody. That's the way I look at it. But we've got to get out there and take those steps to reach that person in the first place. Otherwise, we throw them out with the bathwater and say, well, there's no point in helping that individual.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in the midst of all of the tragedy, one question that continuously came up was, where is the church? And of course, I had to ask that question of myself being a pastor. And people look to the church for help, especially in times of tragedy. And so we thought it would be necessary for us not to see who's walking through the doors of the church, but to make sure that we're doing what Jesus instructed us to do through the Great Commission. And that is to go out into the communities, and we want to go out. We really want to present Christ to those who may have never, ever heard the gospel or gospel message. We also think that the church is vital to helping families, I think, live out their true call and destiny as a family unit. We know that we're all broken, especially because of what happened in Genesis chapter 3. But we do know that we also have a Savior who loves us, who cares for us, who transforms lives. And so as an organization, we want to get out. We want to be obedient to the Lord. We want to present the gospel to people and then maybe pair them with a church or a ministry that can help and minister to these broken families and broken individuals.
My grandfather was a preacher in Hueytown, as well as other locations, and I became familiar with quite a few congregations in my life. Great people, wonderful people. Sometimes there may have to be a tough conversation with the church to say, what is our responsibility? What is our role here? And you may have had to have those conversations with the church to say, where are we at? And why are we not doing this? Or if we aren't doing this, what's the reason behind that? They're great people in the church, but there might be some hesitation when it comes to getting involved in certain matters outside of the church.
Yes, I certainly agree, because when we become comfortable with being comfortable, that's when we are at our worst. When we become uncomfortable with being comfortable, then that's when we're at our best. And so I think that everyone has a role to play in the ministry of God. And I think it's pastoral leadership, guiding people, challenging people to be active outside of the four walls and outside of our comfort zones. That's what Seek the Peace is doing. We're going into places other people don't want to go. We're praying in areas where people are afraid to stand and pray. And so what we're trying to do is bring about a sense of presence, God's presence, because there are people who are unchurched and have not had anyone to pray for them. And when we're walking the streets and when we're praying, they come out on their porch and they clap, they praise God, because they see us as a symbol of God's presence and God's representative.
Where have you found the best way to get your foot into the door? Because a lot of people would say, what is the first step? I have a background in law enforcement, so I would know who to connect with to get into some of the communities and some of the people that you would want to actually interact with.
Yes.
But as a preacher, a minister, taking the church into that realm, how did you find getting your foot into that door? Where did you go to first?
Sure. Well, first of all, what's important is love. And I think when people know that you truly love them, they can receive you. Next, we must be a community of what is called grace and truth. So sometimes there can be a church or community that has so much truth in it. You can tell me what I've done wrong. You can tell me where I need to be, but there's no grace there. And so we need God's unmerited favor, grace. Then there are settings where there's so much grace until I'm not living within the will of God and you're not speaking truth to me. And so we want to present ourselves as a community of love, a people of love, a people of grace and truth, and introduce people to this biblical Jesus who loves everybody and who desires that we all be saved, and he meets us where we are. And that is what's really important. So we don't go judging people and trying to direct people just to tell them what they ought to do. We try and introduce people to Jesus who will help them get to where they need to be.
You have a unique opportunity on April 29th through Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival. How did you find out that you were going to have this booth or table available to you to share the work of Seek the Peace?
Sure. You know, it's interesting because it was during a time where, you know, we were working and you know, I was asking God, you know, are we making a difference? And I had that thought that morning, and my phone was on silence. I went and checked my phone, and that was a message from Van Sykes of Bob Sykes Barbecue. And he said, Reginald, I would like to sit down and talk to you about your organization, Seek the Peace. We believe that you're doing a wonderful work in the city of Bessemer. And so I came and I met with Van, and it just reinvigorated my soul during that conversation. And Van says, listen, I would like to support your organization. We would like to have you at the Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival here in Bessemer. And I said, well, Lord, you know, I just want to thank you for speaking to our hearts. And so we're grateful to have this opportunity to go out to the festival and set up a table and have flyers and present some of the things that we're doing and that we desire to do. And we certainly hope that we can get community support for all of our efforts.
For those who won't be there, Reginald,
yes,
we cover a big area, yes, and some people may be listening right now and say, I would love to seek the peace myself. Yes. How can they be a part of your effort? Where can they find their place and seek the peace?
Sure. If you would, you know, what would help us, if you would visit our Facebook page. We have a Seek the Peace Facebook page. And if you visit us on Facebook, then we can keep you and make you aware of the upcoming events that we will be holding in the city of Bessemer to enhance the quality of life for the residents of this city. So if you visit us at Seek the Peace on Facebook, I think that would be a good way to make contact with us.
Excellent. And for those who are interested, if you want to come to Bessemer, Alabama on April the 29th at De Bartleben Park, I think I got close there, De Bartleben Park, BobSykesBlues.com. You can get your tickets, be a part of this effort, the 12th annual Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival. Reginald Calvert, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark, for having me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Folks, we're going to talk to Van Sykes when we come back. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Red and yellow, pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
You can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow. Sing
and to tie this all together, folks, we're back at Bob Sykes Barbecue with Mr. Van Sykes. Been on the show numerous times at this point. We have the Barbecue and Blues Festival coming up on April the 29th. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Van Sykes.
Well, thank you very much for coming back and coming to see us. And it's always a pleasure.
We had great conversations with both LaShawn Menifee with the Clay House Children's Advocacy Center,
right,
as well as Reginald Calvert with Seek the Peace. You're bringing some folks together through this Barbecue and Blues Festival. How does that make you feel as a business owner to have an event like this that is extending to these types of organizations in your community?
I think that's the word, community. I believe that's really what it is. It's people. Every community, of course, has people, but a lot of times you've got people that can bridge between and bring people in groups together just simply, in my case, because I know them from serving food to them. And then that's sort of become what I'm trying to do with the festival, is find good organizations that are based and rooted in our community and bringing those together to share everything we have here and not you know, try to be so fractionalized, but just be one community and seek the peace is a perfect example of Reverend Calvert and I have been close friends for many, many years, and I've had this on my mind for, you know, been laid on my heart for many years to reach out, and finally, you know, I realized they're defined what they're doing. It's working really good. Now I got to be able to promote something. I got to be able to just say it real concisely and then go to their site, seek the peace, and then find out more what it's about. Well, they got all that in place now. So now it's time to put the message out. The festival came, and so the Lord just laid on my heart to reach out to Reverend Calvert. And what a great job they're doing. What an important job. What a hard job. You've got to be able to remember why you're doing things, and when you get distracted, I always say obstacles are the things we see when we take our mind off our goals. And so the work they're doing, they've got to stay focused on their goals and not be discouraged. And hopefully people can, like me or other business people, can show our support for them and for the community as a whole.
And speaking of that support, when I asked LaShawn and Reginald both how it felt to have that call to say that they could be part of this Barbecue and Blues Festival, their faces lit up. You can tell that they were encouraged. It's an inspiration to them. It motivates them to take their work even further. To have someone call you up and say that, I think your work is beneficial to our community, and to be asked, that would be an honor to me if I had an organization that I wanted to see flourish.
I'll tell you what, though, Mark, from this end, it's pretty incredible that I would be in a position to make a call to be able to help somebody. I'm just so grateful to the Lord that I'm, for some reason, the person that gets to make a call like that. I just feel, you talk about feeling good. That makes you feel good. When you, you know, I just feel like I'm playing a role that I should be playing. So it feels really good on this side, too, to be able to put people together.
Excellent. And Van, we want listeners who will travel to Bessemer, Alabama on April the 29th to connect with both the Clay House Children's Advocacy Center as well as Seek the Peace and get to know both of these organizations in the Bessemer community. So how can people go about getting tickets and being a part of the Bob Sykes Barbecue Blues Festival April 29th?
Well, the one-stop, one-shop answer would be bobsykesblues.com. You can go there and see the beneficiary charities. You could pull up a YouTube of each performer, watch them play. You can see some video and pictures from past festivals. It's got the location, the time. It's April 29th, downtown Bessemer, to Bartleben Park. Gates open at 11. Music starts at 12. Food and drink are sold separate. It is a rain or shine event, but you do need to bring your chair. And we have a beautiful park, and you can set up in the shade. And then the music will get started. We'll have food out there. Then you go down the sponsors row and go find Seek the Peace. And they'll have a table set up with their information, as well as the Clay House. Also would like to mention Buffalo Rock, and they've been a partner for years. And I really need to get my four presenting sponsors in here.
Go right
the
ahead.
City of Bessemer, thank you very much. Chevrolet Bessemer, new business here in town, buying into the community concept, supporting this festival in their first year. Block, BLOX, that is a wonderful employer here in the city of Bessemer. And then we have Hibbett City Gear. Very excited to have them. They're a growing company, and they reached out to us. So that's our four sponsors, presenting sponsors, many other sponsors. Couldn't begin to do it without them. So I just want to make sure I work that in there. Thank you.
Absolutely. Van Sykes, thank you for joining me again and sharing about this special event coming up April 29th, the Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival.
Can I close with one thing?
Go for it.
Congratulations to you for your Abby Award.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
that. Love it.
Again, we appreciate LaShawn Menifee as well as Reginald Calvert for joining us. Look forward to hearing more about their special organizations and their efforts here in the Bessemer community. When we come back, we'll be heading to downtown Birmingham to meet Birmingham's candyman, Donnie Gooden. Donnie lives with cerebral palsy and uses an eye gaze machine to communicate. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Sing a rainbow to
Barbecue and blues are a great combination, so start planning for the 12th annual Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival set for Saturday, April 29th, 2023. The event will combine the best of blues music and legendary Bob Sykes Barbecue from noon until 8 p.m. Gates open at 11 a.m. Be sure to bring your chair or blanket and set up your spot for the day to enjoy talented blues musicians. Stay tuned for more details on the award-winning music lineup by going to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Well, this is the biggest thing since radio, and I'm letting you in on the ground floor.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
Hey, folks, I have a special segment for you coming to you from in front of the fish market in downtown Birmingham, Alabama, Donnie Gooden. Donnie Gooden is joining me here, Birmingham's candy man. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Donnie Gooden.
Thank you.
Donnie, let's talk about being Birmingham's candy man. Where did that come from?
I started 40 years ago.
40 years ago, the candy man. Birmingham's candy man. And here you are today with your own memoir, your own book, right?
Yes.
What's it called, Donnie?
I wrote a book called Birmingham Candyman. I have a website.
Have you had a good response from your book, from your memoir?
Yes.
And what do you share in your book, Donnie?
About all I had to do on my own.
You're an entrepreneur, and your website is donatetodonnie.com, where people can support you. You receive some government assistance, but it's not
yes.
enough.
My cell phone number is 276-5785.
And, of course, that's area code 205. I know that every donation will help you, Donnie, and we hope that there are those who will look into getting your memoir by going to donatetodonnie.com
And then if they see you in Birmingham supporting you through your bucket, and maybe you have some candy for them too.
Yes. The candy and gum is behind my chair. Let me ask you something. I would like to make a movie of my story, and can you hook me up with someone that do movie like Tyler Perry?
I think we can probably send this to Tyler Perry and see if he would be interested in doing a movie, okay?
Yes.
Excellent. Donnie Gooden, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today, and I do hope that people will go to donatetodonnie.com. That's Donnie spelled D-O-N-N-I-E.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Donnie Gooden and sharing his story, Birmingham's Candyman, Finding Joy in Living with Cerebral Palsy. And I hope that you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. If you know someone who's interested in making a movie of Donnie's life, reach out to me through The Mark White Show Messenger, and I will do what I can to try to help him as well. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.